Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidina al-mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa baraka tasliman kathiran kathiran amma ba'd faqad qala Allahu ta'ala fi al-kalam al-majid wa al-furqan al-hamid fa'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم وقال تبارك وتعالى اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا صدق الله العظيم. My most respected elders and brothers, before I start the message that I was supposed to give you, just to bring to your attention that there are certain things we have to keep in mind when you're going anywhere, especially when you come to the masjid. It is important that we should keep our intention correct. We do not realize that coming to the masjid is a very great ibadat. And when you come into the masjid, the most important thing is when you leave home, it's very good to have wudu. And when you come to the masjid, on the way you must only make the ziyarat of Allah Ta'ala. You must think that you're making ziyarat of Allah Ta'ala. Now when you're making think that you're making ziyarat of Allah Ta'ala, then when you come to the masjid, you come with a lot of respect. Because you know that respect that you're going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's obvious this one that the more the greater person is, the more higher the person respect you have. Now if you have the intention to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you be very careful how you go. On the road also, you'll be very conscious that I'm going to the masjid to meet Allah. How conscious you'll be that your eyes will be controlled, your ears will be controlled, your heart will be controlled, every part of the body will be controlled, fearing this much that I will not be when I enter the masjid, Allah is not happy with me. That the most important thing every one of us should have in us. The ziyarat, Imam Ghazali rahmatullah says that you must make ziyarat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you'll be very careful on the way. Every moment of your, even in the masjid, you'll be very conscious. You won't talk to anyone else, you fear that I came to talk to Allah ta'ala. It must not be Allah get naraz with me. Because today, nowadays, people when they come to the masjid, they forget this intention and begin to talk to one another. Talking to one another, they fail to understand. If you talk to others, then Allah tells you, talking to them, then I won't talk to you too. Because you came here to talk to Him. You don't know whether this might be your last chance to meet Him too, to talk to Him. Possibly after this, you may not get an opportunity to talk to Him at all. So appreciate when you come to the masjid, appreciate the time that you come to the masjid, appreciate Allah. That's why they say that person who comes to the masjid, he comes with this kind of intention to meet Allah Ta'ala, he comes with controlling his eyes, controlling his ears, controlling his heart. On the road to he's controlling himself, his focus, he comes to the masjid. And when he comes to the door, the farista say, Allah Ta'ala, Ya Allah, this person outwardly he is park. Outwardly he is park, he is very park. He made wudu, he made everything. But Ya Allah, inside he is not park. Inside now, how can you allow him to come to your house? He's got in him jealousy in him. He got in him hate in him. He got all the bad qualities in him. Ya Allah, how can you allow him to come to the masjid? But look, Allah is so kind. He said, Allah, the Farista, lift up all the bad. And then allow him to come to the masjid. So when he comes to the masjid, he makes salah and he'll make Allah, Allah. And in namaz. And then when he goes out to make dua and all, then he goes to the door. Allah Ta'ala says, when he have lifted that farista, says, Ya Allah, what must we do? Must we put it back in all his bad qualities? Allah Ta'ala says, when I have lifted that, why must I put it back? So we have to know that we have to respect is very important. Everything is respect. respect for Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's very easy to say we love Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We don't have to say it, our action must say it. Our action must say we love Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When I'm just a person now, he talks so high of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He writes books about Nabi Karim so high, but his action not according to Muhammad Nabi Karim. Can you call him Muhammad? Everything that you say, your life must be exactly like Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He talk like him, walk like him, his action like him too. You want to do everything like him, your beard may be like him too. You must be kind to people because Rasulullah was very kind. He was so kind that there's no one more kind than him. Then we must bring that quality of kindness in us also. To be good with everyone. He did not pick and choose. The rich man he chose very, very kind. The poor man was not good kind. Everyone, black and white, everyone. In inna akramakum indallahi atqakum. In the eyes of Allah Ta'ala, no color comes. The only thing that most honors that person who has got fear of Allah. So we have to have fear of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Then only we have this quality in us that will be good to everyone. Until now, this you don't have the respect of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is very great. That to read Durood Sharif is very, very great. That person who does not read Durood Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a lanat on that person. But then you must know that Rasulullah, we want him to make shafa'ah the day of Qiyamah. How important it is that we must do those things that will make him happy. So many people are going for Umrah, they go and go to Madinatul Munawwara. They don't even have beard by them. They don't even behave well there. لَا تَرْفَعُوا أَصْوَاتَكُمْ فَوْقَ صَوْتِ النَّبِي. People who go to that place, which is a very sacred place, Madinatul Munawwara is a very sacred place, but it can't make you sacred if you don't make yourself sacred. Yet people go there, they go in this condition, they talk so loudly, they walk and eat, they walk and drink, they walk and do everything. Now to eat, it's, we know that to walk and walk, eating and drinking is again the sunnah of the week. Yet people on that place they talk. So where the muhabbat that you have in him, the more muhabbat you have in him in the place of Madinatul Munawwara, you be afraid, you will not be afraid. I will not speak loudly, I will not fight with anyone, my eyes will not go to the wrong places. All those things have to be there. People are going for that place, but the place is happy to meet him or no. So before you go, you prepare yourself that I will not do those things there, where Allah Ta'ala get naraz with us. So we are very happy. And then when they're traveling from here to another flights, they don't need the namaz too. Tell me that they're going for a nafil act, but they forget the faraz. Faraz is Allah Ta'ala, you have to make it on time. Inna salata kana al-mu'mina kitabam mawquta. Allah says, make namaz in a manner that time is Allah has prescribed for you. That's a time is made for you that you're supposed to perform read a namaz. People in a flight, they got all the time to make namaz. They will not read the namaz, they make namaz, and then we don't know whether they'll make the namaz afterwards too. In that condition, you face Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You are happy to meet him, but you ask yourself, is he happy to see you too? You have to make your life like this that he must be happy to see you. That is the most important. Hamari khushi unki khushi hai. Unki khushi hamari khushi hai. Zindagi chali jaye koi baat nahi, wo khush humse. अगर वो हमसे खुश नहीं है तो क्या फायदा हुआ? हमारी जिंदगी घर में भी इसी तरह होनी चाहिए कि सुन्नत नबी के घरों में रखना जरूरी है. हम नहीं होम का पावर भी होगा तो सुन्नत रसूलुल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु नो सुन्नत नहीं करते और दुरूद शरीफ पढ़ लिया पर समझ गया कि बद मोहब्बत हो गई. मोहब्बत इसी में है कि जिंदगी उनकी जेज बन जाए. That you have your life of this kind, that your zindagi like him, that he looks at us too. Agar ek martaba bhi aapne unko khwab mein nahi dekha, lekin aapki puri zindagi unki tarah hai. Aur dusra shakhs kabhi unki zindagi puri unke khilaf hai, lekin khwab mein dekh liya Rasulullah ko, to kya fayda? Kuch bhi nahi. Ye kabhi nahi dekha kisi ne kaha ki agar khwab mein kisi nabi ko dekh liya to bas wo jannati hai. Par ye kaha ki jiski zindagi Rasulullah jaise, wo jannati hai. تو اپنی زندگی کو اس طرح بناؤ کہ مسجد کی قدر کرو. مسجد کی قدر کریں گے تو بڑی مسجد بھی قدر کریں گے, اگر چھوٹی مسجد کی قدر نہیں کریں تو بڑی مسجد کیسے قدر کریں گے. تو جس طرح زندگی بھر 5-10 times یو کم ٹو مسجد ری نماز, یو پے سو مچ اٹینشن ٹو اٹ ٹو کیپ یور مسجد. I always say make the niyat of ziyarat Rasul Allah Ta'ala. When you make a ziyarat Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, you have the muhabbat Allah in your heart, you have muhabbat Rasulullah in your heart. What an important thing. Yeh koi baat hai ke masjid mein aakar doston ke saath baat karne ka? Doston ke saath bahar baat karo, masjid mein to Allah se baat karo. Allah Ta'ala intizar karke mujhe baat karo, main bhi aap se baat karunga. جب آپ ان سے بات نہیں کرتے تو دیکھو بہت اچھا ہے کہ آپ کب دوست کے ساتھ بات کرتے تو بس آپ میں آپ کو چھوڑ دوں گا. تو آ گیا مسجد میں لیکن وہ خوش نہیں ہے تو اس میں کیا پایا؟ وائی صحابہ اکرام کی زندگی کو دیکھو کہ ان لوگوں نے تو یو نو وٹ دے ہیو ڈن, دے ہیو میڈ دی بازار مسجد, دے ہیو میڈ دی بازار مسجد. Now if you make a bazaar masjid, when you come to the masjid, masjid kis tarah hai, how you feel? And we have made open the bazaar or masjids. We made our bazaar masjids. Zindagi is zindagi. Everything that you talk of the worldly thing in the masjid mein baat karte. Now if you talk the worldly things in the masjid, then kya fayda hoga? What benefit you gonna get? For instance, also say if you talk of business, Allah Ta'ala unko bas برباد کر دو, don't give many برکت at all. Many a time person begin to say, you know, I'm working so hard, but Allah Ta'ala not give me anything, not understanding that because you're talking of business in the masjid. Masjid is a talk to ask for Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness. دنیا کو چھوڑ کر آخرت کو یاد کرنا ہے. If the masjid does not allow you to remember the آخرت, اس میں کیا فائدہ ہوا پھر؟ بس ایک عادت بن گئی, نماز پڑھ لی, اپنی عادت کو عبادت پر ڈالو, اپنی عادت کو عبادت بنا لو. میک یور عادت, میک یور ہیبٹ ان عبادت. کھاتے ہو بھی عبادت بنا لو, سوتے ہو بھی اس کی عبادت. عادت ہے سونے کی, بہت اچھا ہے, لیکن اس سونے کو عبادت بنا لو. Make your ibadat, when you sleep into it as ibadat, you wake up as ibadat too, going to toilet is ibadat too. Khane mein bhi ibadat, sone mein ibadat, tijarat mein bhi ibadat hai. Har cheez mein ibadat niyat karo to inshallah phir dekho kya fayda hota hai. So very important is this month that we have to understand this thing here, that what is our purpose in this world. Our purpose in the world is only one. And what is the purpose? Allah razi ho jaye. Allah razi. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam razi ho jaye. Hamari zindagi isi tarah chalna chahiye. This how we have to learn to move, that we have nothing to worry of, no one to keep happy besides Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If you don't have the two things in you, no matter how much you live in this world, kuch nahi beka, kuch hasil nahi, la hasil. تو مسجد کی قدر کرو, مسجد کی قدر. قدر اس لیے کہتے ہیں کہ کم انسائڈ, ادب کے ساتھ بیٹھو, خدا سے بات کرو. خدا کا یو نو اللہ از ون پرسن, ہی آلویز تھنکنگ وائی مائی بندہ از ناٹ ٹاکنگ ٹو می. وین یو گو ٹو اے بگ پلیس ٹو میٹ اے ویری امپورٹنٹ پرسن, یو ہیو ٹو میک اپوائنٹمنٹ, سم ٹائم اٹ ریجیکٹڈ ٹو, یو ہیڈ نو اپوائنٹمنٹ, ٹاک ٹو می. He gets surprised, I'm giving him time to talk to me, he's not talking to me. لیکن اپنے دوست سے آپ بات کرتے ہیں, جس سے بات کرنی ہے ان سے بات نہیں کرتے تو پھر کیا کرے؟ سب سے بڑا دوست کون ہے؟ جتنے دوست آپ یہاں پر کل چلے جائیں گے وہ ایک ہی دوست باقی ہے, وہ یہ بقا وجہ ربک ذی الجلال والاکرام. کل من علیہ فان, پوری چیز آپ نے جس پر اعتماد رکھا, یو ٹرسٹ سو مچ دیٹ پرسن, یو ریلائی آن دس پرسن, یو ریلائی آن یور وائف, یو ریلائی آن یور بردر, یو ریلائی آن ایوری ون. ویبقا وجہ ربک ذی الجلال والاکرام, کل من علیہ فان, سب کو فنا ہو جائے گی. یو آر پریپیئر ٹو کیپ دیم ہیپی اینڈ یو فورگٹ ٹو کیپ دا پرسن ہیپی, از آلویز ود یو, آلویز ریمین ود یو, اینڈ آلویز ود یو آل دا ٹائم. صحابہ کرام کی زندگی کو دیکھو, ان کی زندگی کو دیکھو, ایوری تھنگ دے ہیڈ. The love for Nabi Karim was so strong. We cannot be like them. Allah has been very kind that Allah brought in this era. We cannot live like them. The way the sacrifice they underwent, the pain and whatever they went, we cannot be like them. That's why you cannot talk bad of one Sahabi too. Sahaba was something else that Nabi Karim gave them in the world, that everyone is Jannati. The greatest Sahab, the greatest Wali of the time, cannot reach the status of the lowest Sahabi of them. Sahabi, the lowest, that I saw Rasulullah said. That I saw Nabi Karim making wudu. That I saw the revelation coming down. That I saw that he made. You know the Sahaba Ibrahim, the Muhammad and Nabi Karim. We only talk of Muhammad, we don't know what is Muhammad. Khuda kare, thodi si Muhammad unke Muhammad din na jaye. The little bit of Muhammad, the Sahaba must come into our hearts. They gave the hearts away, the land, whatever. The time when he made hijrah, they never looked at the family, they never looked at the position, they never looked at the property, they never looked at the children. Rasulullah has been making hijrah. They left everything for the love of Rasulullah. I'm not saying that you must do all those things. I'm saying big muhabbat of Rasulullah in his life, that everything that you do is adat ko ibadat bana. Ibadat ka matlab hai ki har cheez mein ibadat karo. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Many insan and jinnat, I created me insan and jinn for only one purpose, and that is my ibadat. Inna dunya khuliqat lakum wa antum khuliqtum lil akhirah. Inna dunya khuliqat lakum. Ye dunya tumhare liye paida ki. Allah says very nicely, I have created this world for you. In other words, the moon, the star, everything is for you. The animal, the shore, the ocean, the river, everything is for you. Wa antum khuliqtum lil akhirah. It's going to serve you. The air is serving you. The planes are serving you. The ships are serving you. The animals are serving you, making them eat. They become your food. The fruits that we made. Animals got only one kind of food. Insan, Allah, look at the what insan. He eats the animal to eat, the fruits to eat, whatever curry one he can make it. Whatever his desire, he can make it to. All his desires. Inna dunya khuliqat lakum wa antum khuliqtum lil akhirah. But you are created for the akhirah, for the hereafter. In other words, make good use of everything that Allah Ta'ala has given this world. But don't forget me. Mat bhulo. Don't forget me. If you forget me, then you must know I'll forget you too. You listen to the world today, everywhere there's so much of uneasiness taking place. You're not understanding. Allah Ta'ala does not want to harm anyone. Allah Ta'ala not to destroy anyone. But when you are not prepared to change, not prepared to make tawbah and come back to in Allah Ta'ala, then Allah Ta'ala will work with. When you are not prepared to change, you can see all that is happening around us. If we are not thinking of changing ourselves, you take a step to change, I will also change with you. Inna Allah la yughni ma yughni. Everything Allah Ta'ala does for you is of what you do. So the respect is very important. Respect for Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Respect for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Respect for Allah ta'ala is so important. Today we know we got a very bad thing, that we got a cell phone in the masjid, they use the cell phone. And they talk, they see all the nonsense in the masjid also. Now tell me what kind of respect that we got for that. And then from outside we see the cell phone, we come in the masjid, we still carry on. Fine person, he got no respect for the masjid. When he sees a cell phone ringing at that time, he's calling for masjid. He's supposed to run to the masjid for namaz, but he opened the phone to see what's happening in the world. That's the muhabbat you got. Sahaba ikram, hayyal as-salah, hayyal al-falah. Everything tools down, they run to the masjid. Khuda ke bulaye hota hai. That is a muhabbat, is something. Respect the masjid, do not look at next person, look at who is talking to you. And that's Allah Ta'ala. Try to bring that condition to us. When you come to the masjid, let's not talk to friends, talk to that friend who remain with you all the time. Don't talk to someone who not remain with the wallet. Outside the masjid, talk to friends, no problem. But in the masjid, sabse salam, assalamu alaikum, apna kaam karo. Khuda ke saath baat karo. So, muhabbat is something we have to learn to have in our hearts all the time. And muhabbat shows with their actions, not with zuban. Not with your, with the actions. The time of namaz comes, you leave everything, go to masjid. Kisi ke saath muhabbat se. To smile to a person is ibadat. To smile to a person is ibadat. Just imagine, just to smile to a person is sadqa. But how many people are smiling? We only smile to big people, don't smile to small people. If that person, a small person, don't make salam to him too. That person, big person, make two times salam. And that person is small, don't make salam to him. But that small fellow will take you to Jannah, the people you don't know where he'll take you. Why? Because apne dil mein khuda ki muhabbat. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, often, he came from the poor, and he was always with destitute. We have to learn to balance ourselves. To make salam with everyone. Afshu salam wa jimtaam. So Nabi Kareem says, a person who makes salam with one. The easiest way to take out pride from you is always make salam first. Because the biggest sin today in our society is pride. Main kuch hoon. Kya hai? Kuch bhi nahi. Kuch bhi nahi. So the easiest way, the best thing is, you must always make salam first. Because you know when you see a small person, say, I don't make salam, he's smaller than me. That's the time you make salam first to him. Hey, I'm alim man, that is a small man, he must make salam to me. Khalas, he thinks like that, he must know, khalas, kuch nahi hai. Pehle salam karo. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is among the people, they could not even make him out to. When the people from outside to come and say, he says, hey, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They say, he's nice to talk. He does not even walk in front, he walks with him. खाते हैं तो इस तरह खाते हैं जैसे कि एक गुलाम खाते हैं. It is ibadat too. Sleeping ibadat too. Talking is ibadat too. किसी का दिल मत तोड़ो. Don't hurt anyone. Don't hurt your wife who's your life. Don't hurt your wife who's your life. Everyone is not your life. Your wife is your life. She gave up everything for this one man. She left her friends, her parents, everyone for you. And then you give a hard time, toba, toba, toba. How much you must, you got a mother too, you got a sister too. If they go through some difficulties, what will you do that time? Unke saath larai karte hai, and the big larai in your own house. So very important this is, this Nabi Kareem with Nabi Aisha radiallahu. He says, when Rasul was come in the house, we should get so happy. But in our home, the husband comes, wife say, khuda khair kare. Man, kya hoga bhi? Khuda khair kare. To waste the sunnah of Nabi in our lives. Remember one thing, outsiders can praise you. Praise will come from your family. The first person who praised Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Khadija radiallahu anha. Your wife will tell who you are. The outside you tell nothing. Khuda kare ki hamare dil mein baat aa jaye. Because this, whatever, I did not come with this topic at all. Allah Ta'ala made me speak. I have something else to speak, but Allah knows best. Make dua to Allah Ta'ala that whatever I said, first I must make amal on that. To talk to others is very easy, but ask yourself how you are too. You know? And remember one thing, I'm giving you one tip. The wife will not praise you. The wife will not praise you. Another thing I'll tell you too. Rasulullah said, but don't tell them that. If they're listening to you, I'm sorry. A woman is created from a crooked rib. A woman, I'm giving this lesson to everyone, everywhere I go. She's created from a crooked rib. I'm not saying my Hazrat told us this. And it's the hadith of Rasulullah. Don't straighten me, please. The day she speaks straight, there's something wrong with her. They'll always talk crooked. Everything crooked they'll do. Now you put that in your head now. And be strong with that thing. Whenever you go house, I'm going to crooked rib. But don't tell them that. So if they do any crooked, I expected it. When you go there now, she moves around. That around. And try to tell you all this kind of story, that kind of stories. Be prepared for it. Don't you become like, no, I'm someone too. I'm a wrestler too now. When she comes in front of you and she says, you know, you like this and like this and like this. You must say, yeah, I'm worse than that. I am worse than that, but don't fight with her because no, you are looking at whether this sometimes it's because of your sin that she can't fight with you. Outside you're talking to this person, talking to that person, laughing that person, she's not talking to anyone. She be trying to sit in the house there, looking after your affairs, taking care of everything. Kabhi kisi mar se baat bhi nahi ki. Aap mar mar aake na mar bana. So very important is when you go to the house, keep this in mind. I'm telling you, inshallah wa ta'ala, you've got this strong in your mind. When you go to the house and the wife tell you any kind of things, you must zuban burn. Inshallah, very quickly she turns very quickly. Kya ho gaya? Fighting would be every day. No, not fighting. Christians are fighting. So these are few things what came in my heart. Allah ta'ala made me speak, make dua Allah ta'ala is par amal kan tawfiq nasib farma. Aur sachi mohabbat Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam din na aa jaye aur paap namaz masjid ki qadar ko tawfiq nasib farma.